Hey, Simon, Hilfes Rosh Hashanah, Simon, Kuf Chavtes, Sivches. Lachar Gemar Tfilis Meirav Bilel Rishon, after the first night, Meirav on first night Rosh Hashanah, Noyim Kol Echad Lachaveir Lashana Tovet. It's very important words there. All it says is the four words, Lashana Tovet Tikosav Esichosen. Well, in a cave arm, Tikosavi, that's a Lashon in a cave. You don't say it during the day. Because the initial decision from Hashem, what the year is going to be like, is already before Chatzos. So the kids are saying not to say it. So you don't say it past Chatzos. Fine. But you do. Some people say it on the second night. I don't think that's the minig by most. But you can. It's not, it doesn't hurt. Now you notice his lashon is only lashon atavet. The kitzur does not bring down, even though that's the accepted version. So what happens is, unfortunately, is the Alter Chaim Tovim Lashon, that part is very difficult for people to say, especially when they're in shul and they're hungry and they want to go home. So, and then what happens is they don't end up saying it anything at all. But it's very important for everybody to give each other a bracha. So much better to say Lashon HaTovet HaChasav HaSechasem and leave it out than to try and say the added words and then you don't end up saying anything. Right, kolamos of kareya, that's called, meaning sometimes when you try to do too much, you don't end up doing anything. So it's important to just do those four. Now, I once tried it, just saying those four, and it would be much faster. And I ended up with people looking at me so strange, and they asked me what's with the rest. Ended up costing me more time, so I stopped. I do the whole the full the bank,
Isn't
but.
there more after Lapachan Toshalin?
That is some have other some, but that's not accepted. Yeah, fine. Test was a lot of the last siman on the Shana Tova. This we were supposed to make siman on Tova and Prusa some mighty bidvash. We dip some the hamaitzi in honey v'achrash ochel kezayis after you eat the kezayis. A kezayis, right? Make sure you eat a kezayis before you talk. I'm a year outside should the Chadash on the Shana Tova Masuka, sweet new year. V'achrash Tova k'tzas tapuach mosak bidvash. You take a sweet honey. Sweet apple, not a green apple. And you eat it. And then you eat it. Any something that was alive. Notice he says balchai because some people ask if they don't like the heads of the fish, heads of the whatever, the lamb or the sheep. So he asks if they use a jellyfish. And according to this lashon of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says it should be a balchai, something that lived, but I don't know if you could be medayik in the kids of Shulchan Aruch or not. Farming Yirat right, etc. V'loy lezanov. Yesh lahadar acher rosh keves. Some go after a keves of a sheep. She agam kin zecher le'elish al Yitzchak because of the akedas Yitzchak. Agam yirakos oichlin oisan sheyesh len v'medina he shem amara l'toyva. You take any vegetables that some that connote some sort of having a good year. That you should be fruitful and multiply. But you shouldn't cook the fish in vinegar. You don't eat anything sharp and bitter. And you're supposed to eat fatty meat and all sorts of sweet things. Meaning you're supposed to enjoy yourself. But we'll see later on in tomorrow's kitzur about how exactly you are supposed to approach the eating on Rosh Hashanah. Right? No, you shouldn't eat nuts because it's a gematria of chet. The gam ego is gematria chet. The gam marmukicha v'niyad causes a lot of phlegm. Avatamis atfilin that causes you not to be able to daven. There's a lot of a lot to be said on that. Exactly what that means. It's talking about the chazan. It's talking about the baltikeya. And if you know for sure it doesn't cause you phlegm, then maybe you would be able to have it. Torah, you're supposed to learn by the table. You're supposed to learn Torah. But Nagin Ktsas Lilmud Mishnayos Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Some have the minhag to learn Mishnayos Masechta Rosh Hashanah, one parak per meal, four prakim, gets you the whole Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah. Yod Nachan Shalei L'Sham Shmutas B'Shtei Leilos to Rosh Hashanah. You should not have relations. It's proper. It's not osur. It's proper not to have relations. Two nights of Rosh Hashanah, filu kishuchah b'Shabbos, even if it falls out on Shabbos when there's more of a mitzvah, like this year. Achim Hilal Tefila, but if it's mikvah night, Al Yivata Lenosa, you shouldn't stop that. Yitol Asatz B'Bakim B'Tumasim, then you should go to the mikvah the next morning. The same thing applies if there's a lot of desire. Then it's better to go to the to be together and go to the mikvah. And then a lot of times when I tell this to guys, so they say, oh, I got to go to the mikveh in the morning, forget it. So what do I tell them? I say, your wife has got to go through a whole complicated mikveh procedure in order to be with you. And you, to be with your wife, you just got to go jump in a mikveh in the morning and you're not even willing to do that. That's typical male attitude towards things. When you say you shouldn't hit your chest, which many people have the minute to hit their chest at that point. You shouldn't do it. We don't say vida, no confessions on Rosh Hashanah, because it's a yomtov. You should be mechavin, because meaning if we're saying you don't do vida, so how do you say avinu malkeinu? We have sinned. That's vida. So you're not supposed to say vida. So what? How are you explaining avinu malkeinu chatanu v'fanelcha? So, Avinu Malkeinu, Chatan Avnecha, Klemer, Avisenu, Chatul, Fenecha, Shavdu, Avodah Zarah, our forefathers sinned. They did Avodah Zarah, Aval Anachnu, Ein Lanu Melech Elata, we only have you. Lachain Avinu Malkeinu, Asi Emanu Laman Shemecha. So please do for us the way, for your name. So you're combining the first three Avinu Malkeinus. Fine. Yud Beis, Mishas, Etzel, Sefer Torah, when they take up this Sefer Torah, Nagin Lema, Shalish, Yisrael, Midas. We say the 13 midas. V'yesh la'askel bin v'yavar, v'yomer v'yavar shem apanav v'yikra Hashem Hashem. I don't think I would know you to do that. Just we say the yugim midas. B'shabbos yesh mekam she'enam yugim midas. The lori banu shalaylam, and which is I think the meaning by most that we don't say the yugim midas. That's the way it's going to be this year. Yugim al shirat kiyas l'chatchila tzuchin liyos ka. The measurement for the tekiyas has to be l'chatchila the following. Atrua he test kaiches kitzaras. Atrua is nine little sounds. Ushvarim yasa gimel shvarim zeachar zeh, and a shvarim is do you do three little sounds that are a little longer. Kol shavi yearoch kama gimel kaiches kitzaras min atrua. Right, so a trua is supposed to be nine little sounds, and the shvarim is supposed to be three sounds, the equivalent of nine sounds. So three little sounds per shvarim. Right, the zarma oichelay larach b'shvarim. And make sure not to lengthen the shvarim. Achiye kol shever kumay test koiches, that the shever should that it'll be long enough that it's like the test koiches. Right? Ki mizah afilu b'diavad ene yoytze, because if you do that, even b'diavad you're not yoytze. Meaning you can't make the sounds too long. The question is, what do you do if that happened? Okay, it's a little confusing exactly how to do it. But meaning, okay, if anybody's about to decay, you got to learn these. These are a little bit intricate, these halachas, because you don't want to do it too short and you don't want to do it too long. But tekiyas name havaris pshutas, and tekiyas is just one straight sound. But we say the tekiya shvarim trua tekiya. Right, when you have it, when you have the full one, it's tkiya, and then a shvarim, then a tshuva, and then a tkiya. Take kol tkiya arucha, kamay a shvarim and a tshuva. The tkiya should be long enough, the length, the amount of time that it takes to do a shvarim and a tshuva. Dainu kamay ches yud koiches, right? It's like 18 koiches, because it's nine. The tshuva is nine little sounds, and the shvarim is the equivalent of nine little sounds. But say the tkiya arucha, say the Tkiya shvarim tkiya, take kol tkiya rucha kamay shvarim, dahainu kamay test koifas. The Chaim said that tkiya trua tkiya, but tkiya shakadim tfilas musaf, yesh ases a shvarim, ema trua b'neshima achas. Right, the tkiyas before musaf, you should do it in one breath, meaning two, 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 straight in, without a pause. Right? That's the ones before musaf. The makra, the one calling out, should say shvarim trua quickly without pausing in between, and that's how the Baal Tekeo will know. If you have a good ear and you're paying attention and you have a makra who's a Talmud Chacham, you will if you pay attention, you'll hear that the way he calls out the shvarim trua before Musaf is different than the way he should be calling it out during Chazaras HaShatz and afterwards. And the tkiyas during Chazaras HaShatz, yesh asayis b'shtei neshimas, that should be done with two breaths. When we come lo yafsik b'nei, but two breaths, but not with a long hefsik between them. Eliyut tkufas ilizu, the shvarim and the trua should be very close to each other. And the makra should also say it in a way that shows the Baal Tekeah how he wants it to be done. Meaning, really, what he means is don't say shvarim, and then he blows the shvarim, and then the makra says trua, and then trua. He should say shvarim trua together, and that's why he says shvarim trua. Meaning, it's really four sounds, right? The makra says tekia, and then the Baal Tekeah blows. Then the next one is shvarim. So the makra should say shvarim, and then the Baal Tekeah should blow a shvarim, and then it should say trua. But if you do that, that's too long of a break between the shvarim trua. So therefore, that's why the makra says shvarim trua. And then within that is that you should, depending on whether he wants him taking one breath or two breaths, that's the way he should say shvarim, pause, trua, or shvarim trua. Okay? And we will continue this tomorrow night, Bezus Hashem. I think you said to Yud Gimel, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're good.
All right, fine. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry for the delay.
Yeah.
Everybody should have a fine night.
Good night.
Good night.